Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Jump right into your phone calls here. The point of the program is you get to call in about anything. Elizabeth is on the line, ladies first. Elizabeth in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Yep. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to clarify, first of all, who Harry Reid was for you guys. He's the senator from Nevada, where I live. And he's also the Senate Majority Leader. He's the man who was backing the health care bill.
Right.
You know, he's the big wig behind all of that. So that's why the Republicans are making such a stink about his comment. In all honesty, it's they're trying to get at him because he's arguably the third most powerful person in the United States government.
Absolutely right. And I should ask you, coming from down there, not only is Harry Reid all those things you said, but he's also the perfidious jerk. I used perfidious twice in 2 weeks. Pretty good. Who has
awesome.
Been, yeah, pushing to get that high-speed train from California to Las Vegas. Remember that? Oh, yeah. I love Harry Reid. He's one of my faves. I love him.
I'm very familiar with that. Yeah, I have some good things to say about him and some not-so-good things. More bad than good, but I'll let that be. That's actually not what I wanted to call about. I was just checking on the, you know, the Yahoo News online today, and they're talking about that federal suit against the gay marriage ban in California that went up today.
Yeah, I didn't hear about
this. The judge. Oh, okay. Well, I guess they're actually filing they're pursuing a federal discrimination suit against the, you know, the marriage ban.
Yeah.
And the judge in charge of it had a quote that I thought you guys would be interested in hearing.
Right.
Where he said, if California would simply get out of the marriage business and classify everyone as a domestic partnership, would that solve the problem?
How about and not classifying them as domestic partners at all? How about getting out of that business, too? He's just shifting it over, really.
I absolutely agree with you that the government does not have any say in this. But just the fact that a federal judge has made a statement along those lines. Of course, immediately afterwards, then he went into why such a move would be politically infeasible.
Well, see, but
nonetheless,
and also,
I have to say he's
really hedging his bets there, really. He's just using semantics in a way, because he's not removing the government from the legal process of the partnering life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's just saying,
removing the church.
Yeah, why don't we just dance around the word marriage? I don't even think he's thinking about the church. I think he's just thinking, why don't we just dance around the word marriage because it gets everybody inflamed and do the domestic partnership thing. Maybe he is, as you say, making that next step to say, let marriages be done in the churches. That would be laudable, I think. Yeah, that's now that I think about it, that you might be making a good point there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just happy to hear a judge say something along those lines. Even,
right.
You know what? Even if he was just saying it sarcastically, it's still been said, and that still pleases me on some level.
And can I ask you something? I don't know how you feel about this, but to me, this one issue, and I wrote about it. I started to write a piece for I was going to get it over to Lou Rocco, but I put it over at Liberty Conspiracy instead. I was inspired by the New Hampshire governor when he said that by having the domestic partnership law in New Hampshire that passed, we are now giving all the rights and privileges to homosexual couples that heterosexual couples enjoy. And this entire concept of rights, it's all predicated on the 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment says that there shall be equal protection under the laws. So if you've got laws that prohibit, say, lynching of black people somewhere, or of white people somewhere, you're not going to be able to lynch black people either. So they said, look, you've got to have a standard. If you've got protective laws, then everybody's supposed to be protected equally. And that is based on the original concept of the government and its creation here in the United States. It was not to give things, special favors like marriage licenses and special insurance things and things like that for marriage, but to protect people against other people. And marriage is not protection against anybody, so the government's not supposed to be involved. It seems to me that the growth of the idea of government over the years has inspired people to look at marriage as a so-called right, and that the 14th Amendment doesn't say protection, it says equal treatment. Do you see what I'm getting
at?
Well,
first of all, I have to say, Guard, I absolutely adore you. I quoted one of your books in my semester paper in my politics class.
Wow.
Last term, and so I'm actually a big fan of yours. But as far as the 14th Amendment goes,
yeah.
I want to say that the 14th Amendment was the one that led towards separate but equal treatment. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think that's often the term. And again, it's treatment. They're using it as treatment rather than protection.
It doesn't say, it wasn't until later that they, abolished the concept of separate but equal. But I believe that amendment just says that people are entitled to the same benefits, but
I want to keep you on because this is very, I don't know if it's interesting to everybody else, probably like, what are they talking about? But the actual wording of the amendment is what's key to me, and I think it reflects what people have begun to believe government should be doing. The amendment says equal protection under the law, right? Which means that
but I thought that was in reference to protection of the natural born rights, which, again, as I understood it, the Congress has historically taken the position that natural rights are to be protected through non-intervention rather than actual positive laws.
Well, that's a very interesting point. Well, yeah, go ahead.
I thought the 14th Amendment was in reference to making sure that those non-interventions into the natural rights of human beings were guaranteed for all citizens, regardless of whatever.
Well, what happened was, from my reading of the 14th Amendment in the history of it, and hopefully it'll be a fruitful conversation that you'll appreciate, is the way that I see it is the 14th Amendment was written because after the Civil War and the new laws that were essentially written to protect blacks and so on and so forth, a lot of the laws were not being upheld. So, for example, if you had laws, like I said, against lynching, if a black person were lynched, sometimes people weren't prosecuted. So the idea was the 14th Amendment says that if states have laws protecting the life and liberty of some kinds of people, they must provide equal protection for the life and liberty of all these people. So if you've got – and again, it's the understanding of the rationale for government under the Lockean concept. If you've got laws where government's supposed to protect – people's property in their lives, you've got to protect everybody equal. Otherwise, the government's not functioning properly. So that's the original wording of the 14th Amendment. But today, they look at things like marriage, and they don't even bother thinking about equal protection. They actually rephrase it. Yes, they call it equal treatment, and that's not what's written in the 14th Amendment. It's
equal
protection.
Who pays attention to all of that?
Yeah. Right. So you see what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I'm amazed at some of these amendments that haven't been brought up. One of the reasons I was using your book in my my paper is I was looking at 10th Amendment arguments against nationalized health care. Mm. And you made an interesting statement or allusion to, I think it was Madison saying something about the 10th Amendment supposedly keeping states from,
essentially, there are a couple things, but I think what you're referring to is that the idea that the states have certain things reserved to them and non-enumerated things. In the 9th Amendment, it says those that are not enumerated to the federal government are not part of the federal government's power. The 10th Amendment says those things not enumerated to the federal government are reserved to the states and the people therein.
Well, right, but I think that it was the quote I'm thinking of specifically, you said that it was supposed to have something to do with tariffs, to keep states from imposing tariffs on other states or something like that.
That's the Interstate Commerce Clause. That's Article 1, Section 8. That's actually in the Constitution as in the powers that are granted to Congress. They grant them very, very limited powers. And one of the powers, exactly, is the Interstate Commerce Clause, and that was written to prevent states from putting tariffs on each other.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A lot of real detail on the amendments there. I'm not sure what they don't follow their rules, so I mean, it must be interesting, Gar, to know so much about the Constitution and be really the only one.
You know how it is. You interview guys who are running for office on the radio, and you ask them questions, and one of the guys is in Congress now. I actually said, well, you know more about the Constitution than I do. I'm like, I'm not running for office, dude.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including our live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. We've got a webcam, listen lines. Get all the details. Get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. That's HostGator.com. I was actually looking at a list of the there's a website out there that catalogs the various different web hosts that are out there, and they take reviews, and there's a certain they look at the uptime for the web hosts as far as, you know, do their servers ever go down. HostGator was number one.
Nice.
I wish I could remember what that site was, but I was impressed. Anyway, HostGator.com. 800-259-9231. We continue with whatever you want to talk about if you dial in. Otherwise, Guard, you were telling us off the air that you've been paying attention to the stimulus news. I guess there's something going on out there with the stimulus.
Yeah.
Has it stimulated? Are things has the stimuli been applied? Is it working? What's going on?
Well, far be it from us to continue with the stimulation thing after talking about androstenedione and testosterone improvement, but... here is a story that comes from Reuters, which is, by the way, an excellent song by the band Wire, an awesome song. And they have finally shed light on something that some of us have been saying for a while, which is all those reports that you were hearing on ABC News recently. I've got audio that I derived from the reports, and people were coming out saying Charles Gibson was saying that, well, it looks like there's some good news coming out of the bailouts. Yes, the bailouts are seeing a profit. And, of course, then you get into the story, and the reporter person on there says, of the 11% that's been paid back, they've made a $4 billion profit on the bailouts.
Who? The government has allegedly made a profit?
The Treasury Department. So they're saying, yeah, and this is Charlie Gibson saying, hey, there's some good news out there. There's light on the horizon. The government has actually made a profit. It's like, I don't understand how you can say that since you haven't gotten 89% of your money back, you've made a profit.
Yeah, that's even more confusing than the 14th Amendment discussion.
Yeah, you know, they find these ways to fudge it.
How did they fudge that? I mean,
it's insane. And they did it more than once. So now they finally have a report from Reuters that says, guess what? U.S. taxpayer profits from bank bailout investments are being offset by estimated losses from American International Group and automakers. Even these people aren't being honest. Why don't they just say the bailouts are in the red, as all of us expected they would be in the red, as anybody who knows anything about economics knows.
So wait, instead of saying they were in the red, they were saying profits are being offset?
Yes, they're using the same terminology. They can't get out of this little box they created for themselves, because we all knew that these companies were going to fail. And the only way that they cannot fail is by getting money from the government in various sources, because they don't have any economic underpinnings. It's all based on bad loans and bad bonds that have been issued on the bad loans. It's all a house of cards.
So wait, I know when they're talking about the bailouts, are we talking about bailouts here, the so-called stimulus money?
You've got AIG, all of them.
Is that all?
They're
the
grouping
bailouts
them all
considered
together.
Stimulus?
Yeah, they're grouping them.
I guess
them,
it is, right?
They're grouping them all together. They got the TARP, which was for $700 billion. That was in October of last year, and that one, of course.
You mean 2009?
Yes, 08, I should say.
08, excuse me.
Yes, thank you very much, Mark. Yeah. So you got that one, and that was hilarious because you got the supposedly conservative senator from New Hampshire, Juddy Gregg, who comes out on Fox News when the first version of TARP didn't pass on a Monday, and that Monday morning they thought it was going to pass. Stocks started to plummet. The stocks continued to plummet throughout the day. Finally, at the end of the day, it doesn't pass. Midday, he comes out on Fox News and has the gall to say, do you see what's going on here? If this thing... Oh, no, the next day, he said, did you see what happened? If we don't pass this, what we saw yesterday is going to be looking like a field day. In other words, that it was going down because they didn't think it was going to pass. Everybody thought it was going to pass. Mm. Then, there's one more thing. Then, Neil Cavuto of Fox News gets him on after they pass all this nonsense, and he says, can you promise that every penny is going to be repaid to the taxpayers.
Did he?
And he wouldn't answer. He's like, well, you know, I think I've got a lot more faith in the American worker than you do, Neil.
They cut him loose. Didn't they already agree to cut some of it loose?
Yeah.
Onto the automakers, for instance?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, just forgive these loans.
It says U.S. taxpayers' profits from bank bailout investments, the profits are being offset by losses. In other words,
it's all negative. It's all a red.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And they are, let me see, 68.5
billion. Is that doublespeak?
Yeah. That's what politicians do. They lie.
But that's the Reuters that's saying that.
That's insane. All these people are as mouthpieces for the politicians. It's sad, but it's true.
The other thing
I like about this is the idea that the taxpayers would profit.
Everybody,
exactly.
You guys are going to take home a check from these bailouts now. How's that for stimulus?
Yeah, they kept calling it an investment. Judd Gregg.
Right.
And I say, I didn't know that an investment consisted of you putting a gun to my head, Juddy, and telling me to invest. I thought that was called voluntary. And that's the thing. On the one hand, you've got him with his corporate welfare calling it an investment, and then you've got Barack Obama and his ilk saying that getting, you know, midnight basketball programs is an investment, or funding for education, which just increases the inflation costs in secondary education.
That has always infuriated me. Whenever the government uses the term, we're investing on the behalf of the taxpayers. First of all, it's not an investment because you don't have investors, in that people didn't voluntarily contribute to whatever it is that you were supposedly investing in. Secondly, if you had investors, they'd actually get paid back on their investment if it did turn a real profit.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to get paid back. If money comes back in, it's just going back to the gang, the government gang. There's nothing accurate at all about any of that.
I have a dream of being in a debate sometime, although it would be very difficult as an anarchist to run for an office, but as a free marketeer who doesn't support government in the abstract at all. But to say, okay, I'm running for office simply so that I can expose you as a massive fraud and be in a debate and actually say, how do you get the gall to call it an investment? Anybody here asked about this? Did they come to you and say, you can voluntarily give your money up? Raise your hands. It's like, I don't even want to hear from you. How can you, you know, just to stand up there against a person like Gene Shaheen and say this, or a person like Judd Gregg, like, how do you have the audacity to throw crap and call it whipped cream?
It's an insult to real investors, because real investors take risk on a voluntary basis in the hopes that there will be a reward in the future. Here, these people have nothing on the line.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
If they had such a good idea, why don't they go out in the market with their health care plan and all these bailouts and say, hey, we've got a private company.
Yeah,
you want to invest?
Those companies failed on the market, and so who the hell would jump in behind them? Somebody who's crazy, that's who. Well, politics. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with a Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there to become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com.
And if you're interested in internships in public policy, journalism, or production, you should check out libertarianinternships.com. It's for college-age students that have an interest in liberty and want to get a job that helps to sort of spread liberty. You can intern in state policy organizations, federal policy organizations, production for television and other sorts of media, and journalism. Check it out at libertarianinternships.com. It's important you go there and sign up for an account so that they can send you more information and keep you updated. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right. After 4 weeks in release, Avatar is still the number one film in the United States. I believe it's also topping the box office worldwide. Just recently set a box office record in Australia for highest grossing film of all time. Of course, it's very rare that they actually adjust for inflation. If you actually adjust for inflation, then I think Gone with the Wind still nails it. But nonetheless, it's a very, very popular film, and for good reason. It was a fine movie. We talked about it in some detail about the themes and some of the ideas that are presented in it. After the night that we saw it, Mark, and it was fantastic. I've since been back to see it one more time. The first time I saw it in IMAX, the second time I saw it in regular 3D, and I liked it, enjoyed it both in both formats. And the 3D is of course an amazing experience. If you get the chance, if you haven't seen a movie that has a 3D presentation like this before, and it's my understanding there have been other 3D films before this. This is the first real big one, from what I understand. And of course, the computer graphics are spectacular. It's just a spectacularly beautiful film. Guard, you're the only one here in this studio who hasn't seen Avatar yet.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, you know, ruin or spoil the picture for you here.
Go, you know, do whatever you need to, you know, to do, you know, what you need to do for the show.
We're going to go through a story here that is going to talk about the people that are actually viewing Avatar and what they're coming out of it. But before I go on with this, have you seen the previews?
Yeah, I've seen the previews and I've read a couple of reviews about it.
Okay, so then you've seen at least some of the vistas from the futuristic and far off planet Pandora.
Yeah,
very beautiful looking.
It's all claymation, which is kind of cool.
It's fantastic.
Stop motion.
Giant Play-Doh dinosaurs.
Yeah, Ray Harryhausen. Yeah, Clash of the Titans stuff. Pretty good.
They did an amazing job. They poured, I think, $200 million into this film, and they've far more than made their money back. I think they said it already crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide. It's approaching $500 million here in the United States. But CNN has a story that honestly should be showing up at The Onion on a satire website like The Onion, because it's just unbelievable, but I guess it's a real commentary on society today. The story is, James Cameron's completely immersive spectacle Avatar may have been a little too real for some fans who say they've experienced depression and suicidal thoughts after seeing the film because they long to enjoy the beauty of the alien world Pandora.
And the teenage children were in a wrecked car and everything was destroyed except for the radio that was still playing, Highway to Hell. You know, every time there's a new entertainment technology comes out, some troll crawls out from under the bridge and says, no, we can't have this. It's bad. It's so amazing.
I don't know if anyone's saying we can't have this.
They're saying that people are committing, are going to commit suicide over this, for God's sake.
Well, I don't think anybody's saying ban Avatar.
The next thing that comes, Ian, is somebody says, you know, our young teenagers are very impressionable. They can't see this kind of immersion.
I don't know if this is
movie
just
technology.
I don't know if this is just teenagers. I think this is just a sad group of people who are very depressed about their lives and are using Avatar as an escapist fantasy and are disappointed that they can't just fully escape into the realm of the fantasy realms of this movie.
Why don't they save up, go to Hawaii? I mean,
there are some very beautiful places here.
Too.
Yeah, there's some very beautiful places here on Earth. There's a lovely website that I frequent called Interface Lift. Mm-hmm. I like downloading these backgrounds for my HDTV, mm-hmm. And they have very high resolution pictures.
These people are beautiful. Do these people actually cut themselves on the way out of the theater? I mean, is this like live Avatar emo action here? Or what?
Let me share some of this with you here, just to give you an idea of how pathetic these people are. On the fan forum site Avatar Forums, a topic thread entitled Ways to Cope with the Depression of the Dream of Pandora Being Intangible has received more than 1,000 posts from people experiencing depression and fans trying to help them cope. The topic became so popular last month that a forum administrator had to create a second thread so people could continue to post their confused feelings about the movie. Administrator's name, Philippe Bagdasarian. He says, I wasn't depressed myself. In fact, the movie made me happy, but I can understand why it made people depressed. The movie was so beautiful, and it showed something we don't have here on Earth. Really?
Wasn't it all taken? I guess there was the sort of linking up with the environment thing, whether it's animals or whatever, the trees, you know, the little thing that they had for a braid there.
He says, I think we saw, from what I saw, and as you pointed out, Mark, they were making some direct comparisons to what's going on our world with the movie Avatar. I mean, they actually used the term shock and awe at one point. For those that don't know, the basic idea is there's a group of natives on this planet, the aliens, that's us, the Americans, if you will, come down, and they decide that they want what's underneath that group of people's property, and they're going to take it by force, and that's what the conflict of the film comes in. So it's a property rights issue where this gang of marauders comes in and tries to destroy these peaceable people that are just minding their own business.
I think there's
that happens all over the earth.
It deserves to be said that James Cameron wrote what he considered to be sort of an eco-environmentalist, you know, movie kind of thing. But I think that there's I heard on Rush Limbaugh when that one of the some guy was sitting in over the holidays, and they were talking about Sting and his Somebody's Watching Me song. Can you help me out here, Gardner?
Not with Sting,
Police?
I'm afraid.
The Police.
Oh, you mean with The Police. Yeah,
Every Breath You Take from 1982 or 1983. That song was written, he said, obviously, about the Reagan Star Wars plan.
What?
Right. What? This is the point. Sting believed that he was writing a song about Reagan and Star Wars. And
I thought that the audience was about stalking.
Right.
I thought it was about
it. It was clearly nobody got that message out of it. Sting didn't know what he wrote. He wrote a song, and people got what they got. And what I got out of the James Cameron film Avatar was an issue of property rights, whereas somebody else might have gotten a greeny message or whatever. I didn't see that. I didn't feel that. As far as I'm concerned, if you like the environment, good. So do I. Case closed.
I like the environment, too. Let's continue. Who doesn't like a good, clean environment? I think that that's not the issue here, though. The issue is how people felt comparing the beauty of this fictitious world with their lives. Let me continue. A post by a user called Eloquent expresses an almost obsessive relationship with the film. Quote, "That's all I've been doing as of late, searching the internet for more info about Avatar. I guess that helps. It's so hard, I can't force myself to think that it's just a movie and to get over it, that living like the Na'vi will never happen. I think I need a rebound movie."
What?
Another user, a user named Mike, wrote on the fan site Na'vi Blue, that he contemplated suicide after seeing the movie. Quote, "Ever since I went to see Avatar, I've been depressed. Watching The Wonderful World of Pandora and all the Na'vi made me want to be one of them. I can't stop thinking about all the things that happened in the film and all the tears and shivers I got from it. I even contemplate suicide, thinking that if I do it, I'll be rebirthed in a world similar to Pandora and that everything is the same as in Avatar."
Give this guy a Darwin Award. I swear, I don't care.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. These people, their lives, my goodness. We'll continue here because there's more to say. And we'll take your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NOTE.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. And we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And if you're planning on killing yourself, go ahead and send us a big one-time contribution before you do so. Because apparently some people are thinking about suicide after seeing Avatar, which was a very uplifting film, and I thought it was a well put together, excellent movie. Of course, the 3D was fantastic. Make sure you see it. If you're going to see Avatar, make sure you take the time, drive the extra distance. Some people went to see it here in Keene. We don't have 3D theaters around here.
It was basically shadows on a cave wall here.
Yeah, pretty much. The 3D is like a whole new world, and I highly recommend people see it that way.
Oh, honestly, I saw it in both digital 3D and IMAX 3D.
Yeah.
And I've got to say that the IMAX, for me, those two experiences, the IMAX was significantly better. You had the same thing, but you didn't experience in the same manner?
I would say that the IMAX seemed to be a little more 3D-ish.
I thought the IMAX was more crisp.
I don't know about that.
It was filmed in HD. Vivid. And crisp, and
I think it was just bigger, Mark. That's probably what you thought then.
I'm reminded of that opening scene when I first saw Star Wars as a kid. You know, with that Star Destroyer and the lasers and the sounds.
My God.
I'll tell you, my mom went to that movie with us. My mom had a problem where she would, like, fall asleep, even during very heavily, like, visual stimulating, visually, like, she fell asleep in the trench scene of Star Wars.
Oh, the final scene?
She fell asleep, yeah. She's like, we go, like, Mom,
the climax of the film?
And she goes, I fell asleep. Like, but what? That was like, it's like the most bombastic movie that had been, it was crazy.
Now, so the story here, and it's a serious story out of CNN.com, where they're reporting on posts on an internet forum, various different Avatar-related internet forums around the world. Now, of course, these are posts, so who knows? Maybe the people that are posting them aren't serious. But I believe it, because there are a lot of people that have depression, that claim to have depression. And in this case, what they're claiming is that, the movie was so wonderful, and the world of Pandora, this alien planet that is experienced and so beautifully rendered. And really, it's quite a feast for the eyes. One of the most entertaining things about Avatar is every single frame of the film is just tremendously beautiful.
Yeah, there was no third plot twist in this movie.
Except except, like I said, except for those, you said every single frame, except for those every 1,500 frames where they put in that one frame that says kill yourself. Exactly.
Red rum. Pictures of your arms slashed open.
Yeah. And it was weird because it was brought to you by Gillette Razors, which was strange.
So the story is saying that people have been posting that they've been thinking about suicide. Ever since I went to Avatar, I've been depressed. Watching the wonderful world of Pandora and the Na'vi made me want to be one of them. I can't stop thinking about all the things that happened in the film and the tears and shivers I got from it. I even contemplate suicide, thinking that if I do it, I'll be rebirthed in a world similar to Pandora and that everything will be the same as Avatar. Ivar Hill posts to the Avatar forum under the name L2. He wrote his post-Avatar depression after he first saw the film. Quote, "When I woke up this morning after watching Avatar for the first time yesterday, the world seemed gray. It was like my whole life, everything I've done and worked for, lost its meaning. It just seemed so meaningless. I still don't really see any reason to keep doing things at all.
Wow.
I live in a dying world." Reached via email in Sweden, where he's studying game design, he explained that his feelings of despair made him desperately want to escape reality. "One can say my depression was twofold," he says. "I was depressed because I really wanted to live in Pandora, which seemed like such a perfect place. But I was also depressed and disgusted with the sight of our world, what we have done to Earth. I so much wanted to escape reality."
Oh, no. Well, I get the greeny aspect.
From that quote, there's
eco
a
aspect
there.
Here. From two of them. The dying world one is another point in that. And I suppose if you really believe this fantasy world where people control dragons with their braid of their hair, then, you know, good luck to you in finding that world or whatever. But it's just a movie, you know, and there are plenty, lots and lots of pristine and unspoiled places on the planet.
You can go there.
You can go and live in the trees if you wish.
Absolutely.
The reason you don't is because it's a bad idea.
Right. It's like the people that, there's an episode of Penn and Teller's BS, which is a great television show, where they're talking about this love for the past that people have never experienced.
Oh,
this idea that, boy, things sure were better back in the Middle Ages when you could eat a ham hock of turkey or whatever. You know, like this.
And they lived till you were 20 and lost your teeth at 18.
Yeah, they don't think about that part. They go to the Ren Fair, Renaissance Fair, and they get their turkey beat, this huge, humongous thing of turkey, and they think, yeah, this is good. You know, look at all these dames over here and the broads and
the wenches with the cleavage showing.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And so they believe that things were so much better in the past. Things are the best they've ever been right now. You don't have to go out and hunt for food like the Na'vi have to in Avatar and spend all your day dealing with these sort of rudimentary, basic aspects of life. But like you're saying, Mark, if that's really what you want, there's plenty of woods out there that you can go into, or maybe you prefer a desert. You can go there, too, and there's lots of very natural areas that will, you can try your luck. Maybe you'll make it.
I always thought it was pretty funny when they would take, you know, I lived out in the country, and in sixth grade, you always go to camp in the government schools in our town, you know, so they send you out to camp. And so I live in the woods, you know, where do they send me? To learn the woods. So I said, why don't you send me to, like, the inner city? You know, have me sleep on a sidewalk grating or, you know, that sort of thing. Like, dear mom, saw my first crack addict today, you know? That would be a lot better because they're like, you know, they take you out in the woods and they say, see this? This is moss. It grows on the north side of the tree. And I'm a little kid. I'm like, well, actually, it'll grow on any side of the tree if you're in a shaded forest, dimwit. You know, it's like, yeah, can I get out of here and go to a bookstore? It's like, give me a break.
I think that what we're talking about here, just in general, is a problem with people in this society, at least, and depression. It's very frequent out there. There are a lot of people that look around them and see problems. And certainly, we talk about problems on this show often enough. There are a lot of them. But one of the things that we do is we do provide solutions on Free Talk Live to the problems out there. And it's just a certain perspective that people have that it's all in their it's within their grasp to change their perspective. You can either look at all of the terrible things that are wrong, or you can appreciate the wonderful things that we do have. Appreciate the fact that we do have this great wealth that allows us such time for leisure, like going and watching Avatar and sitting around and posting on internet forums for hours and hours about how you feel about it.
There's a real disconnect.
You wouldn't
there,
have that
it?
Time yeah. if you were living on Pandora being chased by awful dogs in the woods and horrible dragons.
You know, you bring up something. The term economics was given the appellation of the dismal science by Charles Dickens, right? And it's always been called that sort of in a tongue-in-cheek way. The reason he called it that was because Dickens was very much against immigration. And the economists of the time were in favor of immigration, and he didn't like that. Mm. He was sort of a nativist sort of guy. And in high school, we're always given Charles Dickens stuff to read, not to see the incredible strength that this man had in the writing process, not only storytelling, but just paragraph transitions, the lyrical style of his prose. The guy's amazing. He was one of the greatest writers of all time. He's awesome.
It's some of the. He's one of the authors I couldn't stand. I tossed A Tale of Two Cities. After
well, he does take a paragraph to describe a pencil,
God,
you know, but it's amazingly done. I love his stuff. But you get out of it is Industrial Revolution was bad. That you know,
yep.
That's what they do in all the government schools. And then it took Ludwig von Mises to mention, well, maybe people aren't aware of this, but the Industrial Revolution saw people flocking to those cities that the teachers tell people were terrible and evil and so on. Charles Dickens wouldn't have been able to get his stuff published in the massive quantity and have it read by all those people if it hadn't been for the Industrial Revolution and the extra time it gave people to read his stories.
Yep.
And he hated the Industrial Revolution. The per capita death rate dropped precipitously because they flocked away from the fields that were muddy and not flourishing, and they went to the city and they were able to support themselves. Capitalism, free markets, I should say,
yes.
were what did that.
Life is good, but if you think it's bad, it's up to you to change your perspective.
There's a forest out behind my house you can come live in. I go to the grocery store. I live in the woods, but I go to the grocery store because it's a heck of a lot easier.
We're done for tonight. It has been Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com, and stay positive. Sure, there's bad stuff out there, but things can get better. You just have to work at it. More coming up tomorrow night. Freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.